You are listening to another Money Halakha class on moneyhalakha.com.
Hi, and welcome to another video from moneyhalakha.com. Unlike the WhatsApp groups where you only get the videos that are posted from when you join, on the website you can access all 100 plus previous videos, and there's a search bar on the top so you can search any topic and find many interesting topics that we have discussed in the past. Today we're going to be discussing a question of, and it's more of a fundamental question, not an exact specific case which you might be used to, is the fundamentals of how to assess the price of something that was damaged or broken or something like that. Meaning, we're going to try and give you a tool here to use in many cases. It may not be all encompassed in this one video. We may make following up ones for different variants of this case, which I'll explain at the end of the video. But in general, how do you establish the market value of an item when there was damage done? So we're using, say, for today, called Mishpati HaTorah by Rav Tzvi Spitz. He brings over here two examples. One case is a person's shopping in a store, and he breaks an item, and that item had a ticket price. That was the sale price. If you go to the register and you pay, it's $50. But you know yourself, or whatever, however you find out, that price really only cost that store owner $30, because he buys from a wholesaler. That's how he makes his profit, the $20 margin. So you might say, hey, I didn't cause him a $50 loss. I only caused him a $30 loss. So I only have to pay you $30. And unfortunately, this makes lots of machlekes, and Bez Hashem, through this video, we can help settle that and make it less. But the question is do you have to pay the $50, or maybe you're right, it only costs him $30, so you cause him a loss of $30. Another similar case, he brings, you're not in a store, you're on the beach, a kosher beach, and something, you have an item, a cold bottle of Coke, someone's selling it over there, and you know it costs a little bit more, it's $3 for this bottle of Coke. You buy this bottle of Coke, and someone bumps into you, and it falls on the ground and it breaks. I'm talking about a case where the person was negligent and he has to pay you back for the value of the Coke. Let's say, and again, in this video specifically, we're talking about brand new items. In used items or something like that, we'll have to have another video about. But let's say it's a brand new bottle of Coke and someone smashed into you, he was clumsy, he should have been more careful, he has to pay for your bottle of Coke. So does he have to pay you $1 because, or 50 cents because he can get it in Costco back in the city for 50 cents? Or no, the price is the $3. So he brings over here, the halacha is that the damage is always calculated by the locality of the local market of where you are right now. So therefore, when we would calculate that into the question, we would see this item that you broke in the store. The store is in the area where people go and shop for that item. What's the range of the prices that people sell it for, where people shop for? So let's say we said this item was selling for $50. So in the area, people sell it for between, let's say, $40 and $55. So that's the established price in your market. So therefore, the damaging person, the person that broke the item in the store, would be bound by that local price and not the price, irrelevant of what the owner of the store paid wholesale, the $30. Now, like we said, it would range, let's say, between $40 and $55. So your halakha is that you would actually only be bound by the lowest price in that range. But let's say there's things that people don't only buy in their local area. They actually, you drive a little bit, they shop in different cities in their state, and nowadays it would actually, it's not in the Sefer, but we spoke it up with Poiskim, with the internet and Amazon and online shopping, if there's items that people actually go online to buy, so that now becomes the market for that item. We're not talking about a sandwich. People don't go buy a sandwich or a bottle of Coke on the internet, but for items that people would go onto the internet, then that would also help establish the going prices for that thing, and the lowest price would be what someone would have to pay. So therefore, in the case of like the broken item, you would pay the market price, the lowest one. And as well, in the case of this bottle of Coke, let's say you would be bound by paying the price of how much a cold bottle of Coke on the beach would cost, which would be, in this case, the $3, like we said, and not $1 or 50 cents like you can get from a cheap store back in the city. But he does bring over here is that the rule is when you do pay back for damages, you are allowed to pay back with any item of value. So therefore, if you can go and get another cold bottle of Coke and bring it to him on the beach and give it back to him, then that would also constitute as a payment because you're paying him back the item of value in the same place as it was damaged, as long as it's the same exact quality as what you damaged. We will, Bez Hashem, follow up on more cases. And again, like in all our videos, even if we don't mention it, any case where there may be a little bit of a difference to what we say must be spoken over with a qualified poisik who would know how to assess the proper way of knowing how to deal with each case individually. Thank you very much, and have a wonderful day.